Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Enrollment is closing for Entree Architect Academy. On Friday, October 6th, 2017 at 12 noon Eastern Time, the doors for enrollment at Entree Architect Academy will close. If you've been on the fence about joining us, now is the time to get in, because once enrollment closes, we'll be performing some remodeling and improvements before relaunching again sometime in the future. So lock in your membership right now. All current members will be grandfathered at current pricing. Entree Architect Academy, build a better business, be a better architect. To learn more, visit the homepage at entrearchitect.com. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 187. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. No one told me I needed to know how to run a business. I'm an architect. I just need to tack up my shingle, design great buildings, and clients will come knocking, right? Maybe. But whether clients come knocking or not, it's not so simple to keep them knocking. The solution? Write a business plan. You don't have time, you say? Well, this week at Entree Architect Podcast, I'm sharing my 60-minute business plan for small firm architects. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, FreshBooks, Core by BQE Software, and Arcat. And I'm going to share more about these great companies later in the show. But before we get started here, just take a quick note to schedule some time later today, as soon as you're finished listening here, to go visit each one of them and let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us, the Entree Architect community. I know. You've heard business plan, you're shutting down, you don't want to hear about it, you're going back to your design, going back to your drafting board, going back to your computer. But wait, before you do that, just let me talk a little bit about what I have planned here for my 60-minute business plan. My idea for a 60-minute business plan came from me trying to put together my own business plan for years and years and years, launching, you know, starting 10 or 12 or 15 different business plans and never finishing them. So what I finally did was put together a stripped down version, a one-page version. And by doing that, you can finish it. You can finish it in one page and then move on and develop it as you go. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this one-page business plan. Jim Horan, the author of The One-Page Business Plan, which inspired me to finally do this after so many years, he put together a great series of books called the One-Page Business Plan series. He says, the greatest value in creating a business plan is not the final document. It's the communication, the prioritization, the focus, the clarity, and learning that makes the process worthwhile. So think about that. Think about where you are now and think about where you want to be in the future. It's the communication and the prioritization and the focusing and the clarity and the learning that you will achieve by putting together this business plan. And I'm suggesting that you do that in less than 1 hour. So do you have 1 hour to maybe alter your future, alter your success in your business from this point forward? I think you may. I think you may have 60 minutes. Put it on your calendar right now and suggest to yourself that you might put together a 60-minute business plan. I'm going to give you five-step process for a simple business plan for small firm architects. And it's easy. So get yourself a piece of paper, get your iPad heated up, do whatever you need to do to write some notes here, because I'm going to get into this. This is probably, I'm not positive, but I think this will probably be a pretty short episode, because I'm going to give you the pieces you need, and then you're going to go fill it out, and you're going to have a business plan before the end of the day. So here you go. 5 steps to put together a business plan in 60 minutes or less. 60 minutes or less. Ready? Start the timer. Here we go. Number one, get started by taking a single sheet of paper and writing a single paragraph describing your vision. What will your business look like? What will your business look like? So say maybe 3 years from now, or maybe 5 years from now, or maybe 10 years from now. Where do you want to be? And I'm not suggesting, I've talked about the vision narrative. You want to get into it a little bit further and develop it a little bit more. We're talking about a 60-minute business plan here. So I'm going to sort of condense this into the things that really matter. But there's an episode on the vision narrative. Maybe I'll link that in the show notes. You can expand on your vision and write your vision narrative. I highly recommend that you do that. But I'm talking about in this exercise that we're going through right now, take a piece of paper and write down one page, less than one page. What does your vision look like? Maybe even make it bullet points, just 5 bullet points of what you want your business to look like, what you want your firm to look like. Is it a high design firm? Is it a production firm? How much money are you making in that future? And don't hold back, because this is what you want, right? This is what you may need, right? Your vision. What do you want your vision? Your vision is your big picture, right? It's not your why. It's not your goals. It's your vision. It's your big picture. So what's the big picture? What does this firm look like in 3 or 5 years from now? So that's step one. Write your vision. And once you write your vision, then you can consolidate that paragraph or two into a vision statement. What is one or two sentences that describe the essence of that vision? That becomes your vision statement. Okay, so that's number one. Put together your vision statement. And it's important to do this. And I know that a lot of people are thinking, oh, I don't need that. Just get to the goals. How do we get to the money? How do we get to the successful firm? How do we get to the design awards? You have to do the vision first. You have to do the work up front. Imagine designing a building without putting together a plan, right? What is that building going to look like if you just dive right into getting a hammer and some nails and some studs and start pouring concrete without any plan, without any idea what this place looks like? Imagine that. You're an architect. You would never, ever do that. So why are you running a business without a business plan, without an adequate business plan, without going through the process of putting together the vision of what you want this thing to look like? This is your schematic design of your business plan, right? Your vision. What do you want this thing to look like? Write that down and put together a vision for your business, what you want it to look like in 3 to 5 years. And that's step one. Step two, then you want to describe your mission. Why? Your mission is all about why. Why did you become an architect? Why did you launch this firm? Why do you want to reach that vision? why did what the vision is the big picture, right? The vision is the big picture. It's the thing that you want. It's your passion, right? It's the thing that's inside you that is dying to get out. That's your vision. The mission, the step two, the mission. Again, this is so important to go through this process because this is what locks in everything else. This is why you will do this every day. Number two is why. What's your mission? Why is that vision what it is? What's inside you that's saying that? Write a paragraph about that and then summarize that paragraph in one or two sentences. That becomes your mission. And then write that down. So now you have a vision statement and you have a mission, right? So now you have everything you need to do the rest of it. You have, this is what you will communicate to your employees. This is what you'll communicate to the people who are working with you. This is where you want to go and this is why I want to get there, right? Mission and vision. So, so important to go through this first. And you can do this really quickly. Just write down your vision. You know what it is. You dream about it every day, right? It's already there. It's already in your head. Just get it out onto paper and then write the why, write the mission of why you're doing that. Then we're going to get into step number three. You have your vision and your mission. Step number three is some simple strategies. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get there? So you want to break it up into these steps of strategic processes. So here's the vision. Here's the mission. How are you going to get there? Break it up into five steps. Okay. Work your way backwards. So there you are. Imagine yourself in your firm, working in your firm, and then work your way backwards. What do you need to do to get there? What do you need to do to have that great firm? Work your way back to, you know, one step and then work your way back to two steps, then work your way back three steps, and then work your way back to all the way back to five steps. What are five simple strategies that you need to get to where you want to go? It may be putting together a marketing plan. It may be putting together a sales strategy that works with that marketing plan. Two different things. Marketing is getting the word out there about who you are, and sales is about getting the project, a signed contract, so you can get the work. Two different things. Marketing, getting to know you. Sales, getting the job. Those might be two additional strategies, might be two additional plans that you need to put together, but those are some strategies. What are some other strategies? What are some other strategies? Might be putting together a financial plan, putting together some financial systems in place that your firm can run smoothly, right? Maybe it's hiring. Maybe it's hiring specific people for specific jobs to get to where you want to go. So what are some specific strategies that you need to accomplish? Break down your vision and your mission into some strategies of how you're going to achieve those things and write those down. That's step three. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, BQE Software, Arcat, and FreshBooks. This podcast episode is sponsored by BQE Software, the makers of BQE Core. BQE Core revolutionizes the way architects manage projects, time and expenses, billing, and accounting. Made by BQE, the company behind ArchiOffice, Core saves you time while giving you the visibility, the flexibility, and the power you need to grow your firm. Work from anywhere, seamlessly collaborate, and gain transformative insights with Core's groundbreaking platform. Learn more and get a free trial at entrearchitect.com/BQE. Hey, and if you want to see a demonstration of Core, I recently invited Stephen Burns of BQE Software to join me for a live Entree Architect special session webinar, where Steve had the opportunity to show us inside Core and all it has to offer us small firm architects. And a recording of that webinar is available to our community, the Entree Architect community, for free at entrearchitect.com/BQE webinar. So go check that out. And when you're ready to give it a try, visit entrearchitect.com/BQE and access your fully functional trial of Core free for 15 days. Hey, if you've been listening to this podcast anytime during the past few months, you've heard me talking about our friends over at Arcat, and hopefully you're already using their free resources on a regular basis. But for those of you who have not yet checked them out, Arcat is a great tool for small firm architects. RCAD has a huge library of free content, CAD, BIM, specifications, and more. And they've done all the work for you. I mean it. They've done all the work. If you need a spec, click on over and download a CSI three-part specification in multiple formats, free. How about CAD details or BIM objects? All free, click of a mouse. RCAD has tons of building product content ready for you to use, and it's all completely free. You don't even have to register to download the content. And they've recently launched something new. It's called Charette. Create a project, assign tasks, share and collaborate with colleagues and clients, all in real time. Pull content directly from the RCAD database or from anywhere out on the web and keep it in Charette. It's another free resource from RCAD for you, the Entree Architect community. Visit them right now. Go check them out. EntreeArchitect.com/RCAT. That's A-R-C-A-T. EntreeArchitect.com/RCAT. And click on the Charette icon right there on the homepage to check out Charette. Imagine what you can do if you had an additional 2 days every month to dedicate to anything that you want. Maybe you just want to spend more time on design. Maybe you want to start building that new business process. Maybe you want to start painting again. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids. Or maybe you want to finally start that development project. Well, when you're a small firm architect using FreshBooks cloud accounting software, you could save 192 hours every month. That's 2 business days every month. That's the amount of administrative time that you could save this year if you're using FreshBooks. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses, automatically track your time for the whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. My favorite feature of FreshBooks is the automated email reminders sent to my clients to remind them to pay their bills. That's done automatically, and you control the whole thing. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, organized, and most importantly, get paid faster. Visit EntreeArchitect.com/FreshBooks to access FreshBooks for free. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. BQE Software, RCAT, and FreshBooks. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Now, step 4, specific goals. Now you're getting much more specific. Now you're getting into the nitty-gritty of this. So you have your big picture strategies. This is what we need to do. So let's say it's a marketing plan. We're going to put together a marketing plan. What are the goals to put together that marketing plan? Benchmarks that will lead you to executing those strategies. You need to be specific. You need to be time constrained. So it needs to have a deadline, right? And so put together a few specific goals. 3 or 4, maybe 5 per strategy, and write those down. What are some specific goals you need to achieve to accomplish the strategies that you set forth for you, before you? Specific goals with deadlines. Who's going to do it? Why? What are you going to do, and when are you going to do it by? That's 4. Fifth one, once the goals are set, commit to an action plan. So now you have specific strategies, you have specific goals. Now what are you going to do to achieve those goals? What are the specific tasks that you'll use to accomplish those goals? When will you accomplish them? Who's going to accomplish them? Step by step, what is the action to achieve those goals? Goals are great. They're specific. They have deadlines. They're just statements, right? There's no action there. Put together action plans. What are the steps that are going to be required to get to those goals? What are the dates that you're going to reach those goals by? Those benchmarks to get to those goals. Who's going to do those tasks to get there? And you break it down into the actual action plan of accomplishing those goals. You're done. That's your business plan. That will take you less than 60 minutes to accomplish. The most important thing is that you call it done. It's really that simple. Put together your vision, put together your mission. Don't skip those things. Those things are really important. Those things are going to feed you with the rest of what you do. Then you want to figure out the strategies that you're going to accomplish, the specific goals that you need to achieve those strategies. And then step by step by step, what are the action plans that you need to accomplish what you want to accomplish? Get those action plans into your calendars and put deadlines on them. So you know what you're going to do, when you're going to do that, who's going to do that. Put that into your processes with your employees and delegate some of this stuff. Get this stuff done. This is the plan. One sheet maybe, one page business plan, a vision, a mission, some strategies, some specific goals, and the specific actions you're going to take to achieve those goals. And you have a business plan. It doesn't need to be 50 pages thick. It doesn't need to have fully developed financial numbers in it to call it finished. Yes, those things are very, very important. And as you develop those things, this becomes the foundation for the rest of your business plan. Your financial plan will go into this document. Your marketing plan will go into this document. Your sales strategies will go into this document. Everything that you need to achieve success in business can go into this document. But it starts with just one simple 60-minute business plan. Now, once you have this business plan finished and you call it finished, right? And you can put it into a file in your computer that's called finished business plan, and you can celebrate and go have a party with your employees and your friends and family that you finally have a finished business plan. That's what I did when I wrote my first business plan. I was so happy. My shoulders got loose and I was so excited that I finally finished this business plan that had been weighing on my shoulders for all these years of these partially completed business plans that I thought needed to be 50 pages, and they don't. They just need to be one page, and that's just the beginning, and then you develop from there. But once it's there, you want to revisit your business plan often. You want to make that part of your strategy. You want to add that to your calendar. How often do you visit your business plan? How often do you visit your business plan? I revisit and revise my business plan, which is important. The revision is really important, at least twice a year, typically quarterly. So at least twice a year, put it on your calendar that you want to revisit the business plan. You want to pull that document out. You want to look through it again. Check your vision, check your mission, check your strategies, check your goal, check your action plans. Make sure they're all still relevant, because this is an evolving document. It's okay. It's okay. Our firms grow and they evolve, and our priorities change, and our markets shift, and our economies change. Maybe economies collapse. Your business plan needs to evolve too. So you need to go back and check it. That will inspire you, because you'll remind yourself why your vision, you know, what your vision is and why your vision is and your mission. But it will also allow you to go back and say, okay, I need to change that goal or that specific strategy, because that's not where I want to go anymore, right? That's where I wanted to go, but now we've evolved, we've progressed, we've succeeded, but I want to go there now. Or maybe you've accomplished all the strategies that you've set forth, all your goals have been accomplished, and now you need to set new ones. So then you can go back and you can set new specific goals. It's really, really important to put this on your calendar and schedule these revisits to your business plan often. So if you have a business plan, this is your reminder. Go pull it out right now and go check it and revise it and make sure it's up to date and it's right. It's also a great resource, of inspiration and motivation. This periodic reminder of your big ideas and your reasons for being keeps you focused, and it keeps you wanting to push your firm further and further and further. It's when you put the business plan away, or if you don't even have one, that these ideas keep changing and you keep reaching for these shiny objects, and you never get to where you want to go because you keep moving in different directions. You have no map before you. You just keep moving, and then you see it's something else, and you keep moving in that direction, and then you see something else, and you keep moving in that direction. You have no structure, and you have no plan, and you have no strategies or goals to get you focused and getting to where you want to go. So it's so important to revisit and revise your business plan very, very often. So go do it. This is, like I said, this is going to be a short episode. I hope this is helpful Put together a 60-minute business plan. You could time yourself if you want. Put together a vision statement. Put together your mission statement. Put together a few strategies. Put together the goals to achieve those strategies, and then break down those goals into action steps and put together action plans step by step. How are you going to achieve your goals and to accomplish your strategies? So, so important. I want to know what your vision is. I want you to go to the show notes right here for this episode, entrearchitect.com/episode187. And I want to know your vision. What's your vision for your architecture firm? So put together, once you go through this 60-minute business plan, I want you to go to the show notes and write down your vision. And I want you to share it because the community wants to know. Because once you put the vision out there, it's going to help you achieve it. And there's going to be a support of the Entree Architect community there to help you push that idea forward. And it may be even there, somebody there to help you achieve it. So put your vision in the show notes, in the comments at entrearchitect.com/episode187. I want to know what's your vision. So thanks for being here. I hope this is helpful, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hey, if you found this episode helpful and you find any value in what I'm doing here at Entree Architect, I'm going to ask you a favor, an honest to goodness favor. Go share this episode with a friend, because there are architects out there who are struggling, and the plan is the first step. This is a simple step. Go put together a 60-minute business plan. Share this episode with a friend. It's entrearchitect.com/episode187. That's the link to share. entrearchitect.com/episode187. Hey, and don't forget to visit the website to learn more about Entree Architect Academy. Enrollment is closing on October 6th, 2017. If you want to get in now, because things are going to change and the pricing may change. And we're going to grandfather anybody that's already in the academy with current pricing. So check it out right now, entrearchitect.com. You'll learn everything you need to learn, and you can join right there. If you have any questions, email me at mark@entrearchitect.com. I'm happy to answer any questions. Entree Architect Academy is my passion. It's where I am helping to change the world for architects. So go check it out and join us, entrearchitect.com. Hey, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. And I encourage you to go build a better business so you can be a better architect. That's what it's all about. If you can build a better business, you're going to be a better architect. So go build a better business. Love, learn, and share what you know. Hey, thanks for listening, and have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
you know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.